Hey guys, what's up?
So every single time I speak, I always say, this is the first time I'm speaking. So I'm gonna say that for the sake of saying that this is the first time I'm speaking so I can get your attention and you guys will all pay attention. I don't want anyone talking because I will get my crew of Asians to come beat you up afterwards. I'm my ninjas. You know what? The other day I was talking to my uncle, right? And he was saying that my family comes from this like place in China. And that's the same place where Bruce Lee comes from. So I'm pretty sure somewhere down the line, I'm related to Bruce Lee. Like, I'm not even joking you. Like, we come from the same town. So don't mess with me. If I see you talking, I will get Bruce Lee's ninja powers out. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, I ramble a lot. So who has experienced God's mercy in your life before? I want you to raise your hand. If you received God's mercy, like, and you have a testimony in your head that you can like clearly point out. Everyone's hand should be raised because like all of us have received God's mercy. And what do you think? Okay, mercy is kind of a big word, but what do you think mercy is? If you were to define it, what would you think it is? Okay, a second chance. That's a really good one. Do you have more to add?
But isn't grace like mercy also?
Yeah, I'll define the difference between the two. What do you think mercy is, Leah?
It's like getting something that you don't deserve.
That's really good. Daniel, do you have something to say?
Not getting the punishment that you do deserve.
Not getting the punishment that you deserve. Did you have something to say? Okay, not getting the punishment. Does anyone else have anything to add? Being at the grace of what? Of someone else. That's really good. Like when I searched it, it said compassion and forgiveness when one's supposed to get punishment, but then they didn't, you know, sort of thing. So all of us have received God's mercy in our life because, for example, we've all fallen short of God's glory and we're all sinners, right? And when Jesus died on the cross for us and he died for our sins, that was God's mercy over our life. And okay, so I've been interning for a year here, and my internship has been going really well, but it's also been really hard. Like, it's been a lot of struggles because God brings up a lot in your heart here, and basically, we live here. My room's right there, so if you want to stalk me, you can always knock on my door. Jez's room is there. David's room used to be there. David Ross's was there. So we all live in here, and we go to work there, and we eat over there. So, like, our life is in this bubble, right? And so over the year of being here, he's like, while you're here, he digs up so much of your like ungodliness, you know, like everything that is not of him comes up. And everything that is like, everything that's just not right comes up and you have to deal with it with your friends and with your leaders and stuff. And so while I was interning, God usually picks a problem and he'll deal with it. And my one problem was rebellion. Who can relate to me in rebellion? Who likes rebelling? Because I love rebelling, which is good and bad. Okay, put up your hand. Stand up. I want my no, you gotta, don't rebel me to not stand up. Okay, I see your hands and I relate to you. I love rebelling and it can be a good thing. And it can be a bad thing. Like, I love church because it's a good thing, right? Like, that's where you come to meet God and you come to meet Jesus and you have a community and you love your friends. But sometimes I hate church too because it's, like, so structured and it's so boring sometimes. And it's, like, even as a leader, I'm, like, shoot me now because it's so boring sometimes. But I think what church needs the most is people to be real and raw and to be vulnerable. And so that's what I'm going to do with you today. Like, I'm kind of scared to share my testimony because I don't want you to think of me differently. But it's okay if you do. But I just want to be real with you because I've learned a lot through my process. And I want to be able to, like, give you what I've learned so that you can not make the same mistakes that I made, you know, sort of thing. So while I was on my internship here, God dealt a lot with my rebellion here. And just whenever, like, when you live in this building, there's a lot of rules, like, no dating, no smoking, no drinking, no this, no that. Like, you have to be in your room by 11:30, and just living outside of here, like, I used to live by myself with my roommates, and then coming in, it's hard to have rules put on you again. And as a person that's really rebellious, I'm like, oh my gosh, I hate rules, I hate authority, like, get the heck away from me, you know? And so while I was living here as a student, I really struggled with that. And when they asked me to intern, I was like, are you serious? Like, I've broken all the rules and you're asking me to intern? Like, I don't think you know how many rules I've broken. Like, I've literally broken all the rules in the rule book. Like, come on. But then they still asked me on, right? And I was like, okay, if you qualify me, God, that's okay. Like, I feel so underqualified and I feel like not worthy of the position, but he still called me here. So I'm like, he's got something for me here, obviously, right? And so when I came, throughout my whole time here, like, I struggled with a lot of things, and one of the things that I really struggled with was smoking. Like, throughout my whole internship here, I've been smoking, and I've quit for about, like, 2.5 months now, and I want to apologize for saying that I was leading you while I was smoking, because obviously that's not something that you want your leadership to be doing, but I was walking out in rebellion, and I was walking out in disobedience with God. And while I was doing that, even though it was, like, it's not the worst of sins, but it's, like, it's pretty bad. It's not something you see a Christian doing, right? But walking that out, like, it was hard because I had to hide it from everyone else. But then got 1 month, like, in November last year, God really put my heart to, like, to be honest with my leadership and to be like, hey, I'm really struggling with this. Can you help me? And so I went up to Ben and I was like, hey, among all the rules I broke, these are one of the things, and I really need your help, and I want to be honest with you because I value your leadership over my life, and I'm sorry I broke your rules. I'm sorry I dishonored you. I'm sorry that, you know, I'm leading your youth while I'm struggling with such a thing. But, like, God's mercy over my life is so big, and he's been able to display that through Ben and the rest of the leadership here. When I went up to them and I was honest with them, they just forgave me, like, right away. Like, they didn't see me different. They didn't judge me. They didn't take me out of leadership like most churches would. They just loved on me. And it's like in Romans, God, like, Paul talks about how God's kindness leads to repentance. And that's exactly what happened to me here because, like, it's just like, there's so much kindness here. There's so much mercy here that I was able to actually repent for my sins because I was like, oh my gosh, they still love me after messing up so many times. And it's like, my sins are so filthy. You know, I feel like I'm not worthy of this place. I'm not worthy to be in leadership. But God's like, no, my mercy's like, what Jesus did on the cross is bigger than your sins right now, you know? And I love this one verse, and it's in Romans 8, 37 to 39. Who wants to read it out for me? Oh, it's Romans 8, 37 to 39.
In everything we have won more than a victory because of Christ who loves us. I am sure that nothing can separate us from God's love. Not life or death, not angels or spirits, not the present or the future, and not powers above or powers below. Nothing in all creation can separate us from God's love for us in Christ Jesus our Lord.
It's like, I'm going to read it one more time, like, slowly. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present or things to come, nor power, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, including my own sins, can separate us from the love of God. Because he's just so big, you know? Like, God's mercy is so big. Like, the way that I should have been dealt with, even when I was a student and I was smoking, I should have been kicked out of school from day one. Like, I should have been kicked out. Other people that have been smoking and they've been caught, they weren't able to graduate. They weren't able to go on outreach. But, like, God just had so much mercy in my life that, in a way, it's like when God doesn't expose your sin, that's mercy in your life. Like, God could easily take all your sin and put it on a paper and display it for everyone to see. But the fact that he doesn't do that is God's mercy over your life, you know? And the fact that he didn't expose my sin to everyone, He didn't expose it to leadership. He didn't expose it. He waited for me to step up and to be like, okay, guys, I'm really sorry I did this. Like, he waited for my repentance. You know, like, it's his kindness that led to my repentance, because I didn't want to walk in that lifestyle anymore. And because of his goodness in my life, that's when I was able to really realize, like, God's mercy. I don't know. It's just so much bigger than you can ever expect it to be. And it's like, among all the sins I've done, like, I've done way worse, but yet they still choose to forgive me. God still chooses to forgive me. And God still chooses to forgive you, no matter how many mistakes you've made, or no matter how rebellious you are in nature. Like, God chooses to forgive you. And the craziest thing is, like, after they dealt with me so kindly, like, how they just chose to bless me and to, like, let me continue on with my internship, it's like, in my heart, I'm like, whoa, they actually love me? Like, God actually loves me? I do want to be obedient now. Like, I don't want to break rules anymore. And sometimes I still struggle with that. But, like, in my heart, I know so much more of my heart is to honor and obey and to be like, I don't want to smoke anymore because you tell me not to. But not only that, because I choose to trust that, you know, you're the leadership and you know what's best for my life. And obviously, like, you know, God has put them in leadership above me for a reason, you know? And it's like, the coolest thing is, like, my addiction for smoking has completely left now. Like, I don't crave smoking anymore, and I don't struggle with it anymore. And, like, all the other things that I struggled with on school, like, I don't have a desire for those things anymore. And it's so supernatural, because once I walked out in light with it, once I, like, went to Ben and I was like, I apologized for it, God was so quick to, like, clean up my mess. Like, he got on it, and he just forgave me. And once I understood his forgiveness over my life, I was able to, like, walk into new things. So I'm just gonna ask you to all close your eyes. And I'm gonna ask you to be really honest today before God. And I want you to like just be honest with him and be like, if I have, like, rebelled against you, where have I rebelled? And just put it before him. Even if it's smoking or sex or drinking or anything like that, God is bigger than those sins. Even if it's stealing your parents' money or suicidal thoughts, God is bigger than those thoughts. Like Dave Shunker said, God is bigger than your problems. Your problems aren't bigger than him. Daddy, I thank you that you are bigger than these problems. And why don't we just, like, prophetically act, like, hold on to that, hold on, like, physically hold on to whatever it is, and be like, nothing can separate me from the love of God, and put it before his feet, because nothing can separate you from the love of God. Jesus' blood on the cross was bigger than the current struggles you're facing, and it's his kindness that leads you to repentance. It's his kindness that led me to repentance, and he's so good, and he's so real. So, Daddy, we put these things before you, and we ask that you would just forgive us. We're so sorry for just putting things before you, for relying on things. And we ask, Papa, that you would just come and wash away all these things that hold us back from you. And just in any way that we feel unworthy of your love or unworthy of our friend's love or a parent's love, Papa, would you come and wash away that unworthiness, because you qualified us. You called us out, and you said, you are my son, you are my daughter. And I thank you, Papa, that you qualify us. Thank you, Jesus. And I just, you know, like, I think church is a really cool place when you can be real and honest. And so, like, I challenge you, if you want to be real today, come talk to me or Jez or David or Ben, like, or any other leader. Like, if you're struggling with something, you can be real with us. Like, I thought I'd be more scared to be honest with you, and, like, I thought I'd be more, like, I guess I thought I'd be more judged or whatever, but I honestly, like, I don't feel judged by you because I still know that God's grace is over my life no matter what, you know? Like, so I challenge you today, if you want to break away from something that you're, like, really struggling with, you know, like, whether it's masturbation or, like, lust or anything, like, we've been through it and we're here to help you through and we're here to walk with you, you know? Like, as Ben was here to walk with me through my smoking or through my rebellion and through my other messes, you know, we're here to walk with you, and that's what church really is about. It's about loving each other, and it's about God's kindness in our lives, and nothing you do can separate you from the love of God, because, you know, there's no sin that's that big. So if you want to talk to us, come talk to us. And that is the end of my story.